Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine, and she must be a little thing.
As long as we got his music, Stevie Ray will still be with us. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Peter Meyer is here, ladies and gentlemen. Peter's a long time, almost 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating, the book that I often talk about, even when he's not here. Peter, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about small business branding. We're talking about the concept of branding. Branding is what's the ding in branding is what customers, what appears in their mind when they think about something they want to buy. If they think about a company or a product or a person, the ding goes off in their mind. That's the thing that makes them, whatever that is, makes them take action, right? Whether to go away from it, the thing that they dinged, I remember my last experience, I don't like that, or, wow, I remember that was great, I want to find those people again.
I think that the last part is the important thing. People buy from people, even if it's a large corporation, and they buy because they get the benefit that works for them, not that works for us as a supplier. So we were talking about UPS on the last segment, and UPS has tried a bunch of things, but I don't know why you buy from UPS. I buy from UPS because if I give them something, it happens on time.
Mm-hmm.
They're consistently good at getting what I want done. They deliver. So if I was looking for a brand that worked for somebody, I would say if you can deliver what you're asked for, people will come back. That decision to deliver is not a big company decision or a small company decision. That's an individual decision. That can be your brand. During one of the breaks that there's a Robin Hood of business is working in the marketplace now. And that is a brand too, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. And that would be a great way to look at the supplier of a radio show like you do, the Robin Hood of small business, somebody on my side. People buy from people. They don't buy necessarily hardware or software or tires or even price.
And Peter, we've always been, things have kind of always been like that. I think in the 20th century, I think we got a little bit derailed. We got a little bit enamored of brands, expensive brands dancing across the television screen. Do you agree with me that in the 21st century, we're reverting back, we're gladly going back to the way things were before Madison Avenue, and human beings are recognizing what's really important to them from a brand standpoint, and they're gravitating to that more, even in the face of an onslaught of you know, billions of dollars in advertising and branding budgets, they're still eschewing those things and sticking to the things that make them feel better, make them feel good. What do you think?
So I talk to a lot of large corporations, and I'll say what you just said is in a 5-word presentation I make. I give the people, in large corporations and small businesses, CEOs of both sizes, I give them 5 words and say, this is how to look at it. And of course, my 5 words say you're absolutely right, but you more importantly say I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know those 5 words are, don't you?
Mm-hmm. We do.
Here they are. Your brand is your authenticity.
Say it again, please. This is going to be
your
test
brand. Course. Your brand is your authenticity. That's what you sell. That's mm-hmm. how people should know you. Mm-hmm. That's what you want people to think about when they see you. The tire dealer. That's what I think about. Authenticity. The first thing you said about me at the beginning of the show today was about my authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
That's the brand I present. The details, they'll follow. But authenticity for a large corporation is really expensive to show. For a small corporation, for a tire shop or a consulting firm or somebody selling cupcakes, authenticity comes before everything else. That is your brand.
And what where authenticity is so valuable to a business, but to a customer too, is when things don't come out the way we thought it would go to the beginning. If I bring my car to somebody to work on, they call me, they say, we found something else. If I feel that these people are authentic, I don't say, well, I hope they really did find that. I say, well, I count on these people to find that for me.
And you want that feeling to be there before something goes mm-hmm. wrong.
Yes, it has to be.
And you put together slogans, and people recognize them as slogans. You can put together an advertising pitch, and people will probably ignore it. You can put together a lot of interesting stuff on the web, which will be good, but when you are being authentic about yourself, it shows. On the web, in person, on the phone, it shows.
And maybe what I should have said a few minutes ago is that more and more in the 21st century, your unauthenticity is showing more than it's becoming. There's a brighter light being shined on authenticity today, and if you're unauthentic, it shows up even more than ever before.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. What you are is on display ever more than it ever was before. And we'll talk about the third segment if you want, but that's a big advantage of small businesses.
There's no place to hide. And this is why as you've said, Peter, and as you know, I've been saying this for years, and that is, folks, the 21st century, the way things are here, it's custom made for you, small business owners. It's custom made for you because you are authentic. You can't be anything but authentic. You're planted in the ground on Main Street. There's nowhere for you to hide. You don't have enough money to hide behind anything. And so the way you are is what customers want. Congratulations. You can do it automatically. Big companies have to spend a lot of money to accomplish this. They don't do it so well. Quick break. Right back with Peter Meyer. Stay with us.
Born on a bayou.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.